Thank you for contacting Omax Health. My name is Shayla. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me? I've got you on speakerphone.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Okay. My name is Sarah Patterson. It's the short version of Sarah. And P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay, let's see. And may you verify your address?
My what?
Your address.
Oh, yes. It's 947 Oakview Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama. 35901.
Okay, thank you for that. So I do show here, I'm not sure if this is the recent account or not, but I showed three different accounts with your name on it. And the one that I'm on now is like a Shopify account. And the Shopify account here is the probiotics. You're receiving one every month.
Yeah, I am. And while you're there, why would there be three accounts?
See. That's one. That's one of the Shopify accounts.
What is a Shopify account?
That's when you're able to place the order yourself through the Omax online system.
Okay. Well, it should be in y'all's system because I didn't go through any. I was on your website. Is that just what you use for your purchasing service?
Yes, ma'am. You have a purchase that goes through that particular system. Let me see.
What are the other
I think
two?
It may be the different orders that you probably had back.
Oh.
Because that one was a subscription, so that's
yes.
Why.
Yes,
and then,
this is my first month on it. And then
yes,
what are the other two?
You had got the super blue light blocking glasses.
Yes.
And let me see about the other one.
It was the CBD sleep or relax or something. I couldn't take it. I had a kind of a reaction. Not a reaction, but I just couldn't take it. But I liked it for while it worked. And then, so those two. But I just don't understand why there's three accounts. I would think it would be under, it doesn't really matter.
Listen, I'll see about the last one. Let me check that one for you. It seems that you did all your orders through Omax. So it's just showing the different Shopify's.
Probably is.
Did you have to change your did you change your password at any time or?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. And then the other one was the Omax Sleep and Stress Hemp CBD
yeah.
Travel Pack. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what the first thing I ever ordered from you. Well, it's not a big deal. I'll go back to what I called for. Don't worry about that.
Yes, ma'am.
The subscription that I've started on with the probiotic, I really like that, by the way. It's really good stuff. It hasn't gone through my bank yet, and I ordered it on they shipped it. On the 6th, it shows on the 6th, and I called my bank yesterday to and actually talk to because I've got an app and it didn't show up there, and I'm on a strict budget, so I need to know like by the middle of the month where what money I have left, so I'm doing that right now, so that was the only thing that hasn't gone through. And I was wondering why, because I called the bank and talked to an actual person, and they didn't see it on their end either, but they did see last month. And I'm looking at last month on my phone app, and it says 10-6, the 6th of the month, and we're already at the 12th of the month, so you may need to check with somebody or
And it's I can check for you.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Usually it's billed when it's shipped.
Okay, let's see.
Everything, anything.
So okay, it says no filled orders. Let's see, I'm going to edit it.
You want me to give you a, I've got an, looks like an order number. It's got a GLF prior to it, before it, which probably means the Gulf. I'm in Alabama, so, you know, down at the Gulf Coast, I'm guessing, as far as logistics goes, I'm thinking that's probably why they maybe have those initials down there, although I don't know, I guess.
Okay, so I mean, you say that you didn't get it, no, well, did you, okay, you received it, you just didn't receive the charge?
Right. Yeah, I got the product, it came, it got here. It arrived on the 9th. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat.
Yes, ma'am, same here.
I'm so sorry. The ship date, you know, I've got the packing list right here. It says I did get the product, but I need to know that much money is not a large, real large charge for me, but it's not a small one either. And I just need to know that it's, I don't want to get to the end of the month because I'm on disability, and I have to pinch every penny, so I don't want to get like to the end of the month and forget that I have $23.96 still to come out, and it surprised me, you know. So what I'm wanting to do, I have flagged it in my journal. I just journal. I don't keep a computer thing or anything. But I'm just wondering why it has that you haven't paid yourself.
It says paid by customer, and it says $23.96. Let me see.
It may be because it's a new subscription.
Well, I see that it was billed November 5th, actually. It was sent on the 6th.
Right. Yes. Because last, I don't know, I think it was, I don't know if I, yes, that's right. I'm trying to think back when I ordered all, did all this. I did it just this month and decided to do it. I was running, you know, getting low from last month, and I was really liking it, so I thought I'll just keep it up. And they offered the every month, so with the 20% off. So I decided to do it, and so I bought it when I was buying all my other things, which was early, and it's usually the first week in the month, and this lines up with when the date is, and it, you know, it sent me an email welcoming me for the subscription, and I got the order, I've got the packing list and everything, but it just hasn't gone through my bank account yet. The $23.96.
Okay, you don't show the $23 on your card at all?
Pardon me?
You don't show the $23 at all on your card?
No, it's not on my the app, my Wells Fargo app. It's not on there. I also called the bank themselves yesterday and talked to a banker. Just to make sure, because sometimes, you know, apps, sometimes they glitch or whatever, And you don't ever know. So I wanted to make sure on their end what it showed on their end. And they didn't see it either.
Yes, ma'am, because this one was most definitely charged. It was charged on the 5th. And they already have been paid. That's why your order was sent to you.
That's strange. Because that's why I called them, because I thought maybe it's not showing up. Maybe it has been paid to the bank. Maybe the bank has been paid, but it's not showing up on my app on my end, but it will on their end. But they said no. So you're on your end, you're showing that. How do you know on your end that it's actually been for sure processed?
It tells us status assist, and
does it give you an authorization or confirmation number? There's got to be a way that it doesn't. If it doesn't reject it, it takes it and gives you an authorization number.
Well, I see there's a Visa card, and it's just showing 5775 months and years.
Yeah, that's
4/2024. U.S. dollars is saying successful.
Successful, really? That's weird. So you do show it being paid.
Yes, ma'am. And then I see your order confirmation. I can resend that from the 2nd.
So, in other words, you won't be charging me. I just want to make sure that I won't get another charge from OMAG.
Your next charge, let me see.
Order. I just got a
confirmation
order.
Email?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I just sent one.
Oh, okay.
The next one is saying December 5th.
Yeah. Okay.
And you receive it on the 5th of each month.
Mhm. Yeah. I got it, and when I wanted to get it, I didn't run out. I had a few left, which is great. The timing and the overlap was terrific. Everything's been fine. I just didn't see it coming out of my bank account. That's why, because it always does, and it did last month on the. Whoops! I gotta call my other guy. And it came out on the. Let's see. Where is it? On the 6th, and it says purchase authorized on 10/5, which is the date I did this one to. And it's got a number, a number to call, and it's showing up on last month's purchases on my app. So I know that I know for sure that when that happens, I mark it off of my journal that it's been paid. Otherwise, it's kind of like if I don't see it, I think, uh-oh, I've got to hold back and not spend that money because it may go through for some reason. Some things do go through late. I don't know why.
Okay.
But if you're saying then that you've been paid, then
I think here's a transaction ID number you can write down.
Okay. Yes.
It's
showing
626-556.
Okay.
64186. So it's 626-556-64186.
Okay, got it. Good girl. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate it. So I'm not going to worry about it then on OMAX's end. I'll know that if you say you've been paid, I'm going to take that to the bank. That's funny, no pun intended. And I'll just call the bank back when I get time and see if there's something up on their end and what could shake a tree. I don't want this to like go through double, and if it is, it'll be on the bank's end and they'll have to issue me. Well,
yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I'll I'll have to look at it's on them then anyway. Thank you so much for your help, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, dear. Thank you.
Same to you. And ma'am, before you go, did you have anyone in your family that had problems with sleeping or basically like get restless at night?
Well, sometimes I do. That's why I tried the CBD tablets.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we had the max sleep.
I live alone, and I tried that, and since I'm a cancer survivor, I can't take it. I'm too sensitive to it.
Okay.
What I mean is it makes me depressed. I'm adversely affected by it, but that's me. It's not the product. I liked it at first, but some things, and this happens even with what doctors give me, they build up in me real fast. Rather than other people do, because my body's not the same as anybody else's. But I really did like it, though. Is the sleep and the relax the same thing, or is the sleep different?
Well, the sleep is different. It has CBD oil in it. It's 5 milligrams of full spectrum hemp CBD. It has no THC, but it's basically purity, potency, and concentration towards making you relax and go to sleep.
Yeah.
As far as the milligrams, it has 550 milligrams of omega-3 in it. The EPA and DHA is 300 and 200. It has 100 milligrams of the oil in it. And then it has the L-theine, which is 100 milligrams in it. Also have a lemon extract in it, which is 100 milligrams of that as well. So.
Yeah, I think he sent me a sample of it, and I just never took it because I thought it probably is stronger than the one that relaxes you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we just got this one in, and it's only $6.99. Yes, ma'am. It's just $6.99 just to try a 10-day supply.
I think since I couldn't take the one that's a little bit lesser, I'm not gonna try it because I think it was the same thing to me. But thank you for offering though. It's just me here. Or I would try it on somebody else.
yes, ma'am.
but it's great for. I know it's a good product. Your products are really good. I really like this one especially. This probiotic is terrific. And
yes, ma'am.
I really like it. And thank you so much for your help. You've helped me out a lot. And thank you for the transaction number. And I'll just know that I'm okay on your end, and I'll just keep checking with my bank. All righty.
Okay.
And you just have a terrific weekend, sweetheart.
Same to you. And I thank you for contacting customer care. Take care, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling on Max Health. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.